Good morning, Chelveston Caldicott and Chelston Rise. It's Friday the 29th of May, and this is Adrian Dale with a daily podcast. Now, I talked yesterday about the problem with top-down rules. The very people you need to follow them will probably ignore them. And I suggested that it was better to treat people like adults, explaining the principles of what needs to be done, whilst appealing to their own self-interest and sense of civic duty. This is what New Zealand and Sweden have done. And they've done really well. I was therefore absolutely delighted to see the launch of the government's new track and trace system yesterday. Matt Hancock explained that it was in everyone's best interest for this to be a success, and that it was our civic duty to report infections, to divulge contacts, and to self-isolate for 14 days if required to. It was music to my ears, and it was the first time I've agreed with government policy for a long time. The messages were excellent, and this was followed up by some more excellent messages from the Prime Minister in a completely different tone from that I've heard before. Actually, I can detect the input of the Behavioural Insights team here. This is a specialised team that was previously called the Government Nudge Unit. It was part of the Cabinet Office, but is now a social purpose company, partly owned by the government. Now, in my professional field, they've been long regarded as world leaders in creating approaches which nudge populations to behave properly. Through carefully worded and targeted messages, they persuade people to do the right thing. For example, one of their classics was, "Most people take their litter home with them to avoid the bins overflowing in this lovely park." This was subtle but clever, and it worked. From the beginning of this pandemic, they've been conducting research into how real people are reacting to the virus and how their behaviours are changing. Now, their approach to COVID-19 behaviours is now truly world-leading. I've been following them, and I've previously despaired that no one in government seems to be listening. But finally, they seem to have broken through the wall of spads, and I hope they continue to be listened to. They really know what they're talking about. The new track and trace system is potentially excellent, and it could reduce infection rates by up to 15% in any one day. Oh yes, it certainly had teething problems yesterday, but the system is exactly what we need right now. I just wish it had been implemented 12 weeks ago. But at least now, the right people are involved, and there is indeed hope. The relaxation of the rules yesterday was not earth-shattering, but I'm not surprised. Because the government had backed itself into a corner. The best we could have expected was that the new rules would normalise what everyone's already doing. But the good news is now that Middle England are no longer breaking the law. I was secretly hoping that I could spend the weekend at Helen's as we used to before the lockdown, but it looks as though we'll have to wait another 3 weeks for that treat. Now, I spoke yesterday about starting to make our businesses and venues COVID-19 secure in the village. And I said that should start on Thursday. I meant what I said, and I'm very pleased to say that progress was made yesterday on all three of our village venues. Naomi has now received some guidance from the brewery on what she needs to do to make the pub COVID-19 secure. She needs to create some properly covered but well-ventilated outside space. So she contacted the parish council asking to borrow the council's events marquee. Now, in the council's neighbourhood plan, the long-term support of the pub is a core part of the strategy for maintaining a vibrant and healthy village. So as a result, the council was able to consult, meet virtually, and make a decision within a couple of hours. And Naomi can now have the marquee on loan until the end of the emergency. Councillor Carol Parsons will be our contact point with Naomi, and the council will be working with her wherever possible, ensuring that we have a safe venue available when the government presses the button. This is great news. The parish council has exclusive use of the village hall at the moment as a command and reception centre during the emergency. At the next parish council meeting, I expect them to stand the hall down, releasing it back for general use when required. So Rachel and I are therefore working on making it COVID-19 secure in preparation for this release. We've purchased touch-free hand sanitizer stations. We're replacing our washroom bins by foot pedal operated ones. We're zoning off the hall and corridors to maintain social distances. Once this is all done, we'll be able to assess the capacity of the hall. We can then talk to the regular hirers and assess their plans for safe resumption of their classes and meetings. The church is also working on its plans for reopening. Now, for my sins, I was appointed the health and safety officer for the church in January. Slightly bizarre for a committed heathen, I agree. Michelle, I've no idea what those sins were, but I hope I enjoyed them. The church poses particular challenges. It's a 13th century Grade 2 star listed building. Now, in the days of Roger Davison, of course, we could have ripped out the pews to create social distancing. But I fear this may not be possible today. We're looking at all aspects of Sunday worship, from entering the church to having a cup of tea afterwards after the service. All of these activities must be COVID-19 secure. Many of the existing congregation might be classed as vulnerable, and the last thing the church wants to do is put them at risk. Now, none of us can guarantee that our actions are completely safe. That's impossible. However, I'm satisfied that behind the scenes, everyone is working hard to ensure that every venue in this village is as safe as can possibly be when the government presses the open button. I'm so confident that when that point is reached, I'll have the most surreal Sunday in my life. I'll go to church in the morning, I'll have lunch at the pub, and I'll attend a celebration at the village hall to close our emergency forever. Now that is progress indeed. Thank you.